Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, me saying stuff first means it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
Oh, I'm raring to go, Mike, but first we've got to go over last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the word 13th. If you change one letter to a K, you can rearrange the result to spell the name, three letters, seven letters, of a famous sculpture. What is it?
You have to change a T to a K to get the thinker.
That is correct.
Well, Mike, if you have some wanderlust today, there might be a reason. On this date in 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from Long Island to make the first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. He landed in Paris the next day. Exactly 5 years later, Amelia Earhart left Newfoundland for Ireland, becoming the first female pilot to make that same trip. In honor of two of history's most famous pilots, today's show is all about aviation.
Well, I guess I'll wing it.
Scheduled for release this September, the Clint Eastwood film Sully is about the U.S. Airways pilot Chesley Sullenberger, famed for the Miracle on the Hudson emergency landing in 2009. Starring as Sully is which actor, whose previous roles include U.S. Army Ranger Captain John Miller and Captain Richard Phillips?
That would be the ubiquitous Tom Hanks.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
One of the stranger airport codes is YYZ for Toronto Pearson International Airport. YYZ is also the name of an instrumental rock song from 1981 that features a drum solo by Neil Peart. Which band included that song on its album Moving Pictures?
That is the band Rush.
And Mike was mouthing the name of the album while he gave that answer.
Yes, it's one of those things you pick up from doing trivia and crosswords and everything, that YYZ is both Toronto's airport code and the Rush song.
That's right. And according to setlist.fm, YYZ has been performed more than 1,000 times, making it Rush's seventh most popular live song. Mohawk Airlines, a regional commuter airline, was an early client of advertising agency Sterling Cooper, but the account was dropped so the agency could go after American Airlines unsuccessfully. On which drama did these events occur?
That is Mad Men.
Nicely done. And in the understatement of this show's history, flight is a theme throughout the series. There will probably be a lot of people that die. This quote by Elon Musk opens a 2012 Esquire magazine feature article about which company, which was founded in 2002 with the goal of putting people on Mars.
Something like SpaceX or something.
Nicely
like
done.
That?
Good pull, Mike. Yeah. Musk has said it'll cost about $500,000 for a person to travel to Mars. And finally, Snopes.com debunked a 1,900-word article purported to be written by a 93-year-old in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Although he apparently didn't actually write the blog post in question, he did author a memoir called The Quest for Mach 1. Who am I talking about?
Chuck Yeager?
Nicely done. Thanks. He became the first pilot to break the speed of sound in 1947. Well, Mike passed with flying colors. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
I thought I heard you do that. Or you can plan a layover on your route at wamc.org/anyquestions and revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, or some extra credit questions that Ian has for us, or perhaps this challenge. Ian.
Start with the words tray table. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the letters to spell two common cereal grains. What are the words? My co-pilot Mike Nothnagel is associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we will take off once again this time next week.
Insert joke about tray tables and seats in their upright and locked positions here.